जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद जमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे जय राधा जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंद जमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना जमुना तीर बन चारि जमुना हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद जय प्रभु जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री भाईंगे शिल अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद के इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद के जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र श्री भाईंगे शिल भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद के अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद के नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदिगौर भक्तवृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरी गोवर्धन के श्री वृंदावन धाम के श्री श्री नवदीप माया प्रधाम के श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी के गंगा जमुना माई के गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी के श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम के श्री सुनिताय गौर सुंदर के श्रील प्रभुपाद के ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु अनुग्रह की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वसे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो थर्ड चैप्टर 16 एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल बी रीड 18 दिस चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड जय एंड विजय कर्स बाय द सेजेज प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी ततः सनातनो धर्मो रक्षते तनुभिस्तव धर्मस्य परमो गुह्यो निर्विकारो भवान् मतः ततः सनातनो धर्मो रक्षते तनुभिस्तव धर्मस्य परमो गुह्यो निर्विकारो भवान् मतः ततः सनातनो धर्मो रक्षते तनुभिस्तव धर्मस्य परमो गुह्यो निर्विकारो भवान् मतः तत्वतः ततः सॉरी फ्रॉम यू सनातनः इटर्नल धर्मः ऑक्युपेशन रक्षते इज प्रोटेक्टेड तनुभिः बाय मल्टी मैनिफेस्टेशंस तव योर धर्मस्य ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल परमः द सुप्रीम गुह्यः ऑब्जेक्टिव निर्विकारः अनचेंजेबल भवान यू मतः इन अवर ओपिनियन ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की यू आर द सोर्स ऑफ इटर्नल ऑक्युपेशन ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड बाय योर मल्टी मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड यू हैव ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्टेड रिलीजन यू आर द सुप्रीम ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स एंड इन आवर ओपिनियन यू आर द इनएग्जॉस्टिबल एंड अनचेंजेबल इटर्नली परपट द स्टेटमेंट इन दिस वर्स धर्मस्य परमो गुह्यः रिफर्स टू द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल पार्ट ऑफ ऑल रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल दिस इज कन्फर्म इन भगवद गीता द कंक्लूजन ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण इज इन हिज एडवाइस टू अर्जुन इज गिव अप ऑल अदर रिलीजियस एंगेजमेंट एंड जस्ट सरेंडर अन टू मी दिस इज द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज इन एग्जीक्यूटिंग रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल इन भागवतम ऑल्सो इट इज स्टेटेड दैट इफ वन डज नॉट बिकम कृष्ण कॉन्शियस आफ्टर वेरी रिजिडली एग्जीक्यूटिंग वन्स स्पेसिफिक रिलीजियस ड्यूटी ऑल हिज लेबर इन फॉलोइंग सो कॉल्ड रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल इज सिंपली ए वेस्ट ऑफ टाइम हियर ऑल्सो दिस सेजेज कन्फर्म द स्टेटमेंट दैट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड Not the demigods is the ultimate goal of all religious principles. There are many foolish propagandists who say that worship of demigod is also a way to reach the supreme goal. But in the authorized statements of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, this is not accepted. Bhagavad Gita says that one who worships a particular demigod can reach the demigod's planet, but one who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead can enter into Vaikuntha. Some propagandists say that regardless of what one does, he will ultimately reach the supreme abode of the Personality of Godhead. But this is not valid. The Lord is eternal and Lord's servitor is eternal and the Lord's abode is also eternal. They are all described here as sanatan or eternal. The result of devotional service therefore is not temporary as is the achievement of the heavenly planets by worshipping the demigods. The sages wanted to stress that although the Lord, out of his countless mercy, says that he worships the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, actually the Lord is worshipable not only by the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, but also by the demigods. स्वतः सनातनो धर्मो रक्षते तनुभिस्तव धर्मस्य परमो गुह्यो निर्विकारो भवान मतः हियर दिस इज अ स्टेटमेंट ऑफ चतुष कुमार द इंसिडेंट आर द पास्ट टाइम दैट चतुष कुमार वंस अपॉन अ टाइम दे विजिटेड दे इंटर वैकुंठ प्लैनेट एंड दे आर अबाउट टू इंटर द सेवेंथ गेट ऑफ द वैकुंठ प्लैनेट एट दैट टाइम दे वेर स्टॉप्ड by Jay and Vijay, they felt that they were insulted and then they become little angry and they cursed Jay and Vijay. The curse was that they say that you don't deserve to remain in Vaikunth planet. You go and lowly sinful birth in earthly planet. And then, of course, Jay Vijay were asking some forgiveness from the Chatus Kumara. At that time, on the gate, some agitation was going on, some discussion, harsh discussion. So Lord Vishnu personally came on the door. And then Lord Vishnu pacified both the Jay Vijay as well as the saintly person, Chatus Kumara, Sankadi. And then there is very nicely description about the glorification of the Brahmanas. Lord started to glorify the Brahmana. So much so glorification, Lord expressed that. Lord was talking about him. Lord says that whatever I have purity or piety, or even my fame, my reputation is spread all over the universe, and that every my goodness I have earned simply by worshipping the lotus feet of Brahmanas. I am so great, cause of, reason of my greatness is that very faithfully I have rendered service into the lotus feet of Brahmanas. And by the blessing of Brahmana, I am such a great personality. I am so purifying that if someone simply takes shelter of my dust of my lotus feet, he become purified. And not only in any circumstance, Sanskrit, Brahmana should not be disrespected. In all circumstances, they should be respected, and even they are speaking harsh words, or apparently there are some discrepancy in their character, still they are worshipable, and they are actually representative of Lord Vishnu. And then terms came, the Rishi, Chatus Kumara, they started, they first glorified in general way, and then they started about the glorification of Krishna, Lord Vishnu. They said, my Lord, out of generosity or your decency, you are still telling that you got all greatness, auspiciousness, opulence, beauty, or sweetness by the worshipping of lotus feet of Brahmanas, but actually you are the worshipable by all living entity. Na vayam brahmanasya param daiva brahmana kilti prabhu vipranam dev devanam bhagavan atma daivata. And this is Tvatah sanatano dharmo rakshate tanubhistava. The religious principle emanated, originated from yourself, your lotus feet, from you, and tanubhistava, you have also your protector of religion, religious principle. Religious principle has originated, emanated from you, and you different time you take different incarnation and you protect the religious principle. Dharmasya paramo guhyam nirvikaro bhavan mama. Chatus Kumara says, you are worshipful by all living entities. Brahmanas, not only Brahmanas, but demigod and topmost demigod like Shiva and Brahma. They also worship the lotus feet of yours. So, dharmasya paramo guhyam. Here description the most confidential part of religious principle is that a living entity should render devotional service in the lotus feet of Krishna and eventually they should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhupada in Tatpara quotes the verse, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. This is the most confidential aspect of devotional service or religious principle that we should take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. And also Sri Prabhupada in this purpose quote that in Srimad Bhagavatam also it described that if someone perform his prescribed duty very nicely, dharma su anushita punsam visvaksena kathasuya notpadayed yadiratim srama eva hi kevalam. Dharma, if someone is su anushita, nicely he perform his religious principle in a very nice way, dharma su anushita punsam, but after execution of the religious principle, dharma, if someone doesn't become Krishna conscious, then all his practice of religious principle is considered to simply useless waste of time, useless one. So the topmost dharmasya paramo guhyam, the most confidential, but topmost part of religious principle that we should take shelter lotus feet of Krishna. And then also Srila Prabhupada talks about in this, they are telling Rishi, the sages wanted to stress that all the Lord is out of his causeless mercy, says that his worship the Brahmanas and Vaishnava, but actually the Lord is worshipable not only by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, but also the demigods headed by Shiva and Brahma. So, glorification of Brahmana, it seems that some exaggeration, Lord Krishna talking that any condition. Here, many times when we talked about the Brahmana, Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, it is described that Vishnu, Lord has two mouths. One is the flames of sacrificial fire. If we chant properly proper mantra and with devotional attitude we offer the Agnidev, we offer oblation on the flames of the fire of sacrifice, then Krishna eats, Vishnu eats. And also Krishna eats through the mouth of the Brahmanas. But Krishna in Bhagavatam described that still, when something is offered to the Vaishnavas or Brahmanas with love, with respect, then I relish, this is becomes more relishable for me. I accept, I patram puspam phalam toyam yome bhaktya parakshati. If all that is offered to me in the flames of the fire, sacrificial fire, that is also one way to Krishna accept it. But more Krishna relates when it is something is offered to the brahmanas. When brahman eats, then Krishna becomes more satisfied than satisfaction derived from the sacrificial fire. So about brahman, very much is described then who should be considered a brahman. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about 9 different sublime quality of the brahmanam. Samo, damah, tapah, saucham, shanti, arja, mevacha, gyan, vigyan, mastikyam, brahma, karma, shabhav. Any who claims to be a brahmana, he must earn these qualities. Samo, damah, tapah, saucham. There are 9 different qualities. Samo, damah, tapah, saucham, shanti, arja, mevacha, gyan, vigyan, and astikyam, brahma, karma, svabhavacham. Otherwise, simply by taking birth in a brahman family from a brahman parent, it is not good enough. In one place in Vedic literature, I describe the janmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is born as a sudra. This is janmana jayate. By birth, everyone is born as a sudra. And sanskarat dvij uchate. For a brahmana, many words we use, but brahman, dvij and vipra. So, Vedic literature type, janmana jayate sudra. By birth, everyone is born as a sudra. And by purificatory rites, sanskar, when sanskar is from, then that becomes person dija, twice born. One word for brahmana is twice born. And ved pathad bhavet vipra. And when he studied the Veda and he understand the conclusion important by the knowledge, then that person is called that person is called vipra, and then this is brahma janati iti brahmana. And one who understands the actual position of brahma, krishna tattva veta, becomes, then he is brahman. So here Krishna talks about, if the so much glory, Vishnu talks about so much glorification of brahmana, so it is expected, we expect that anyone who claims to be a brahmana, he must develop earn this quality of a brahmana. Janmana, otherwise by birth everyone is born as a sudra. Every single person, either from brahman parents or any parent, but sudra. So by purificatory rites, purification, sanskar, dvijati sanskar, then that becomes a dvija. And when they study the Veda and understand the import of the Veda, then he becomes vipra. But when he engages in the, he knows the perfect conclusion of Vedic literature and he earns this quality, then he becomes a brahman. And the topmost brahman, one brahman understand the conclusion of Veda, then he engages himself in devotional service. That is perfection, culmination of the brahminical quality. Otherwise, simply, anyway, we must try to earn, develop this quality in our personality. Some means he should have complete control in his mind. Shama. Dham means he should have control over his senses. Shamo damah tapah. He must perform austerity. Tapodhan. These are different nine quality. So now the Brahmanas, Chatushkumara, first Lord Vishnu talks about the glorification of the Brahmanas and these four Kumaras, suppose they are Brahman, they are now talking about the glorification, importance, greatness of Lord Vishnu. Though Lord Vishnu, out of his own generosity or decency, he said that I worship Brahmanam and whatsoever I have good quality, that is the blessing of Brahmanam. But here they, Chatushkumara, they said that, you know, a Brahman gets his Brahmanhood, Brahmatva, Brahmanatva, because he engaged in devotional service of Krishna. Not that anyway the Brahman, it is good quality, glorify, his position is very much glorified, that is because he rendered devotional service in the lotus feet of Krishna. So generally here in these verses, many verses, Chatushkumara, they try to describe very nicely the importance, greatness of Lord Vishnu, glorification of Lord Vishnu. Today is also disappearance day of Loknath Goswami. So we will talk about Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami, when he appeared, that is not known. Most of the we don't know whether which year he was appeared. But he came in. He left his village, his house, and came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The same year, the year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, same year, means 1510, he came to Mayapur, took shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for little time, he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, Mayapur. And one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that in very near future, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas. I am going to take sannyas. So you please go to Vrindavan. You live in Vrindavan. Loknath Goswami was not very, he was feeling the pinch of separation, would be separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he did not want to go there in Vrindavan, leaving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Navadvip Mayapur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, you know, I will join you. We will reunite there in Vrindavan. After taking sannyas, I will come to Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assured that I will unite you, I will join you there in Vrindavan. So you please go to Vrindavan. So by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Loknath Goswami came to Vrindavan. Him and another Goswami, he came, Bhugarbh Goswami. Bhugarbh Goswami and Loknath Goswami, they were sent personally by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan. They were the first batch of devotees that came to Vrindavan. Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbh Goswami. When Loknath Goswami was living in Vrindavan, so he was going, living different, or 12 forests, going different, one forest to another forest. One time he came to Vrindavan, the place is one village called Umrao, it is near Chhata, Chhatraban, and there Lord personally appeared as a Brajabasi, a cowherd man. Lord gave him a deity, Radha Binod deity, Krishna deity. Radha Binod one, not Sri Radha Rani, Radha Binod. Name of deity, Radha Binod. the deity was personally given to Loknath Goswami by Krishna, but he came in disguise as the Brajavasi, simple Brajavasi. And when he offered that deity, Radha Vinod deity, as soon as he gave offer to Loknath Goswami, Loknath Goswami accepted the deity, and immediately right from him, in front of him, that Brajavasi, who was not other than Krishna, disappeared. So personally, Radha Vinod deity was given to Loknath Goswami by Krishna. And he was worshipping. We are very famous about him, the incident that he prepared a cloth bag and he put the deity in the cloth bag, and he was always putting around the neck of that bag, on the neck, around his neck, and he was carrying the deity and going different from one place. So he was living. He visited many places, all 12 forests he was going, staying. But most of time he spent in one of the forests called Khadirvan. Khadirvan is the forest where Bakasur was delivered. So he was living there. Most of time he was living in Khadirvan. One point Loknath Goswami came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, took sannyas, and instead of coming to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come to Vrindavan, but he went to Jagannath Puri. So he became very, with the news of this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, after sannyas, taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, so he became very much disappointed. He was crying, he was feeling the pain of separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many months has gone, years has gone, he did not see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day he decided to go to Jagannath Puri. Loknath Goswami from Vrindavan walked all the way to Jagannath Puri. It is approximately more than 2,000 kilometers away, the place. Loknath Goswami walked all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and when Loknath Goswami reached Jagannath Puri, he came to know that, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and came to Jagannath Puri, but he has left for his South Indian tour. Months ago, many months ago, years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all left for South India. So Loknath Goswami decided to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also proceeded to South India, and he was visiting one place to another. He was getting information. That was few months ago, few years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you were taking further south. One point, when Loknath Goswami came near Nashik, near Bombay, then he came to know that after completing his South Indian tour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri. So Loknath Goswami also following the same route came to Jagannath Puri. When Loknath Goswami reached Jagannath Puri second time, then he was informed that he came to know that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South Indian tour, but he again he has gone to Vrindavan. So he walked all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, from Jagannath Puri, whole South Indian tour, returned to Jagannath Puri when he wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he found out, he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Vrindavan. So again from Jagannath Puri he came to Vrindavan, walked all the way from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. And when he reached Vrindavan, then he came to know that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in the Braj for approximately more than two months, visiting different places of Braj. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already returned to Jagannath Puri, Prayag, and eventually to Jagannath Puri. And this has Tiruksham, approximately 6 years completely walking from Vrindavan to Jagannathpuri, Jagannathpuri to the whole South India tour from Jagannathpuri to Vrindavan. He was completely tired. We know that he was the oldest, eldest of all Goswami. Sixth Goswami, he was not one of the sixth Goswami, Loknath Goswami, but he was the eldest personality, old and very much tired. And one day he was sitting on the bank of Kisori Kund in the Khadirban, one village there is still Khaira Gam. He was sitting on the bank of Kisori Kund and he was lamenting, regretting that it seems that in this lifetime I will not be able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beautiful form. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Mayapur. So he has developed intense desire to see the sannyas roop, sannyas form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was crying, it was evening time. And at that time, that particular day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannathpuri. So he was sitting, crying, he wanted to see the form. Sannyas form, sannyas roop of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared right in front of him standing. And Loknath Goswami was able to see face to face the sannyas roop, sannyas form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for few seconds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visible, manifested his form in front of Loknath Goswami. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. Loknath Goswami, that is only darshan. Only the Chaitanya, of course, it was not like dream. Personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sakshat prakat there. And Loknath Goswami, thus Loknath Goswami left his body also in Khadirban. And his samadhi is there in Vrindavan. Gokulanand, Radha Gokulanand temple, in that temple his samadhi is there. He disappeared after all sannyas, all Sad Goswami, all Sad Goswami has disappeared then. He disappeared in 1588. He came to Vrindavan 1510 or 11, and that much, only 6 years he has gone different, trying to find out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, trying to see. He spent there, and Loknath Goswami, he is only one disciple, he initiated only one disciple, that Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is one and only disciple of Loknath Goswami. When Krishnadas Kaviraj was, Goswami was, he was preparing for compilation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So since Loknath Goswami has personally stayed in Mayapur with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he wanted some information. So Loknath Goswami informed me, gave all the information what he was knowing, all the Prasam described. But he put one condition, Loknath Goswami put one condition, that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, my name, Loknath Swami Goswami name, should not be mentioned. That region where in Chaitanya Charita, other Prasam, other describes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, but still one time he has mentioned simply one name, otherwise Loknath Goswami Charitra, description his pastime, not available, because other Goswami Charitra available in different books, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, but about Loknath Goswami, we know very little, he was a very humble person, and he was one of the most confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came, left, he was now the village is there in Bangladesh. From there came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannathpuri, Mayapur. He came to Mayapur, Navadvip, and he was so much confident. He was Loknath Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Various 4 or 5 person we are knowing in advance that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas. Loknath Goswami also personally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed me while he was ordering, telling him to you go and live in Vrindavan. So Loknath Goswami did not want to go. So at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed him that I will also come, I will come, I will come in Vrindavan. I am going to take sannyas, and after taking sannyas, I am going to come to Vrindavan and I will live with you. So when he was assured that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to Vrindavan and he lived there, Loknath Goswami came there. So Loknath Goswami, one of the most confidential associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so humble. Of course, he has taken type of a vow not to initiate, not accept any disciple. But he was so, Narottam Das Thakur, so insisting, possible to survive for Narottam Das Thakur. So he got only one disciple. He went prayer every day. Lokanath Loke Rajivandi, Guru Bandana, written by Narottam Das Thakur. Was the topmost personality. Many songs we are still in our society, we are singing, like Tulsi Arti, Tulsi Prayer, it's written by Narottam Das. Sometime he was using his name Krishna Das, and most of time Narottam Das. Sometime he was using his name as Krishna Das also. So today is disappearance day. Today is Ashtami Tithi and month of Shravan. 8 days ago, Guru Purnima, Vyas Purnima was there. Last month, Ashad, and started Shravan, Chaturmas, when 8 days passed, Ashtami Tithi, Loknath Goswami disappeared. He disappeared there in Khadirvan. While he was sitting on the bank of Kishori Kund, there is a special kund named Kishori Kund, still that place is existing. But his actual samadhi is there in Vrindavan, in Gokulanand temple. Gokulanand, the seventh temple. One of the seven is Gokulanand. You know that's it. Madan Mohanji, Govindevji, Radha Ramanji, Gopinathji, Gokulanandji, and Radha Vallabhji. These are the seventh temple. So one of the sixth, seventh temple of Goswami, the Radha Gokulanand, there is Loknath Samadhi is there. In Umrao, there is still village, he stayed. And in that village also, that complete the nice place. Many pastime took place between Srimati Radharani and Krishna in that area, Umrao. That is there, that village, that area there. One time, Srimati Radharani, according generally with the Krishna is the king of Braja, but one point Srimati Radharani was a coronation took place. All the gopis, they get together and they made Srimati Radharani, not Krishna, they made Srimati Radharani the queen of Vrindavan. Loknath Goswami, most confidential devotee of Srimati Radharani. In Krishna pastime also his some place is there. So today is disappearance day and Shravan, Krishna Paksh today, and today is Ashtami Tithi. Okay, here, anything you would like to share, any information? Yes. Panchagaura Prabhu.
So, Brahminical culture being respected, Bali Maharaj was performing a yajna. He had godly qualities. He was considered like the head of the demons. So, how is it that he was so much of a worshipper of brahmanas and appreciating Vedic culture and performing a big sacrifice? How do demons do these things? I mean, aren't people who are doing sacrifice and worship brahmanas also considered brahminical?
This word Sanskrit, but daitya, and dan, daitya. The father is Kashyap Rishi, mother is Diti. So children Kashyap Rishi big out from the womb of Diti. They are called daitya. It is translated in English, demon. Kashyap Rishi, another wife, Aditi, and her sons, her children, are called Aditya, meaning demigod. So in the beginning part, that is not one father is one. The two wife from Diti came Daitya, a demon, and from Aditi came demigod. So it is demon, means it is said that sons of Diti, it is not in the bad sense. The son of Kunti is Kaunteya, the son of Diti is Daitya, which called English translation is demon. So not necessarily like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about daitya naam aham prahlad. Among the daitya, among the demons, I am prahlad. The daitya demon is always not for bad thing. One thing, the daitya, they have developed some enmity with Vishnu, only one thing missing. But other Vedic culture, they are also very performing very nicely. All the demons, you see. Bali Maharaj, though he appear, of course, Bali Maharaj is like one of 12 Mahajan. Prahlad, Swambhu, Narado, Shambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janko, Vishnu, Balir, Vaya, Shikiva. From same family, from demon family, Prahlad came from demon Bali. So demon not necessarily, Daitya, sons of Diti and Kashyap Rishi, they are always not at bad quality. Most of time they are very all Vedic cultural guna, quality they inherit. Any daitya, demon, you see, with brahmana, most of them are very friendly. So Bali Maharaj, he is called daitya, demon, because he was descendant of children of Diti. So always daitya, demon, is always not in bad sense. Just to discriminate from that, like sometimes Pandav and Kaurav. Sometimes Yudhishthira Maharaj also said Kaurav, took birth in the family of Kuru Maharaj. So very nicely, when Bali Maharaj, not only he was respectful of Brahmana, but he is one of the 12 Mahajan. So in which 5 months, so the demon means not always in bad sense. Sense that they are descendants of Diti, that's enough.
Yeah, Hari Bol Maharaj. That's true, but Lord Krishna explained clearly in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita the qualities of demons or the demonic. You know, there is explained there, and a lot of times, demons have certain unique qualities that's distinct from, like, the devas. You know, they're. But anyhow, I mean, my question to you is, why Lord Chaitanya was doing that to Lokanath Goswami? I mean, obviously being the Lord, he should know that Lokanath is looking for him and searching for him. You know, like, I mean, if you look at the circle and if you look at India, I mean, he was walking practically his whole life there to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then at the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had promised him that he would go and meet him in Vrindavan.
Yeah, it became inconceivable pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised, he was not willing to leave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. He wanted to stay with Mayapur. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, you go Vrindavan, and soon I'm going to take sannyas. After taking sannyas, I will come to you, I will join you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never ever. Only one time Lokanath Goswami was able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That particular day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not there, even he was in Jagannath Puri Patap. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised to come to Vrindavan and never. Apparently it seems that he is lying, did not come to, instead of even to Jagannath Puri. And that when he was following completely 6 years, he was absolutely tired, walking. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently sees that did this? Only we know how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did deal with Lokanath Goswami. That we know. Why we don't know. How he deal, that we know. For us, it appears the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cheated him.
Who was? You? Madhumati? Krishna?
Marj, where do these Danavas live? They also live in the heavenly planets? Kahan rehte hain Danava? Where do they live? They also live in the heavenly planets? So where is their residence?
You know the very famous pastime that at one point Bali Maharaj conquered heavenly planet. And he was ruling heavenly planet. Bali Maharaj capital city was Amravati in heaven. So they are very, very powerful. They Dana, this word, about the Sanskrit word is Daitya. And Aditya, Aditi, son of Aditi. So, actually, when the Kashyap Rishi has divided, he gave the place for demigods, Indra. Indra is the eldest son of Aditi. Our youngest is Vamandev. He has 12 sons. Indra and Vamandev, youngest son. So, for demigods, it means for Indra and the Kashyap Rishi decided they should live in heavenly planet. And Daitya they escorted anyway. But sometime they become powerful, they conquer, they also live in heavenly planet. No,
but where do they live when they're not in the heavenly planets?
Earthly planet and other planet, there are many planets here.
Oh, okay.
So,
But wow. So that was their assigned place. Although Diti, where does she live? Diti also, Diti and Aditi. Diti lives in the heavenly planet?
Diti lives in the ashram of Kashyap Rishi, and this place is located, the ashram is located in heaven. She is now to stay with her sons. There, of course, Indra is also her son, but he is still. He has stayed with Kashyap Rishi. And Kashyap Rishi ashram is there in heaven. In 8th canto, in the 4th, where the description, 8th canto description that they are demigod live in heavenly planet, it is given by, assigned by his, their father, Kashyap Rishi.
Maharaj, why do they have this enmity with Vishnu?
See, what happened that one time Krishna wanted to enjoy fighting martial. So for that reason, Jay and Vijay, you know, doorkeeper of Krishna. Krishna arranges such a, Vishnu arranges such that they become, they took birth as a demon. And they have to, in the drama, so Krishna wanted. So, and then what, why they become, because first time Krishna was, while fighting with Hiranyaksha, demon, and he was killed. So since one of the important, topmost, Adi Daitya, topmost Daitya was killed by Vishnu, their family member of Daitya, demon, was killed by Vishnu, and that become the reason for the enmity, why he should kill. They never, only sometimes they become against Brahmanas. They know that Brahmanas are always worshipping Krishna for that reason. Otherwise, they have no enmity with Brahmanas. So since the family member of the demon, topmost demon, was killed by Vishnu, and that become the reason for enmity between, since he has killed. Of course, enmity started. Hiranyaksha was killed. Then Hiranyakashipu, his brother, became very much inimical with Vishnu, that his brother was killed. So family member of demon was killed by Vishnu, so they become inimical with Krishna. Why he should kill our family member? He may be God, but still he should not have done this one.
So Maharaj, these brahmanas of Daityas, they're devotees of Vishnu. The brahmanas, because it is the family members of the Daitya that they were killed, and so they're against Vishnu. But the brahmanas that do the jagya for these Daityas, are they against Vishnu? Or like Shukracharya, he's the brahmana, the priest for the Daityas, yeah? So he is also against Vishnu or no?
Friend of enemy is enemy. Enemy of they have enmity with Vishnu, and these brahmanas are supporting, giving. Otherwise, if they are stopped, they return. See, Hiranyakashipu was very much respectful for Naradji. Any demon, even presently in Krishna Lila, Jarasandha, he was fighting with Vishnu. Krishna, But with brahmanas, very serving very nicely, sumptuous feet. So demon, they have no demon, I mean daitya, children of diti, they have no personal enmity with brahmanas. Any pastime, even Kansa was, he was very much respectful for Naradji, taking advice, taking all the instruction from Naradji. He was very much respect Kansa as enemy with Krishna. But for brahmanas, especially the Naradji,
priest of the demigods and the priest of the demons, your brothers.
Yes, Sukracharya Brahmin. Sukracharya Brahmin.
It's a big family feud.
A family dispute.
isn't the most of the demons take shelter under Lord Shiva? Most of the demons, they take shelter from Lord Shiva.
Yes, since they have something bad feeling with Vishnu, so Shiva some bad incident had taken place family. So they are sometimes it appears that the enemy against with brahmanas, but that was simply emotional one, not any practical enemy. Only because they are supporting Vishnu, so if they stop worshipping Vishnu, they are okay, fine. I mean, see that our daitya. Daitya and what Aditya. Aditya, Diti, sons of Aditi, the demigod, and sons of Diti, two wives, Diti and Aditi. So just to discriminate two different lineage, they describe only Daitya and the demigod, Devata and Dano. Just to separate, not like, not in good, bad sense and good sense, not nothing. Balim Maharaj, topmost, he's a topmost, Mahabhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, still, Balim Maharaj also demon, and Prahlad Maharaj and Balim Maharaj both are demon. Because, not that they are bad quality, because they took birth in that lineage from the Diti. So, hamesa ye kharab ke liye nahi ab kaha jata hai. Demon matlab hamesa kharab nahi. Ek parivar ko baantne ke liye, unne parampara ko baantne ke liye. Still, in Bhagavatam, Gita se daityo mein, among the demon, I am Prahlad. He didn't say, among the devotee, I am Prahlad. He was devotee, but since he has taken birth from the Diti side, so always demon and demigod, not in good and bad, not sometimes simply to distinguish different lineage of family. What is that? Samoham sarvbhuteshu name deshisana priya. declare Krishna frankly, openly, Samoham Sarvbhuteshu, I am equally disposed of every single living. Suhridam Sarvbhutanam, I am well wisher of all living entities. And sometimes Krishna is more merciful towards the demon. That is also, you know. Okay, here we should have Srila Prabhupada.